You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
So we welcome in Country Tom. He is our country expert in the building. You've been at country music for a long time, and it's nice to have you in here because, you know, our listeners do listen to country music too, and there are a lot of headlines that make country that kind of go into top 40 world as well.
Sam Hunt, a lot of people know who he is.
Is that what the family member that owns Hunt's Ketchup?
No.
Okay.
No. Well, does he? I actually don't know.
No.
Okay.
No, I actually think he'd be cooler if he changed his name to Mike.
Oh my God. Don't even try to say that, Country Tom. How'd you come up with that so fast?
I would just like to say it took like more than 30 seconds for it to fly off the rails with you. Today, 15. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You're setting a new speed record.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you.
So what would you like to know?
Okay. What's going on with Sam Hunt?
A lot.
All right.
So last week, Sam Hunt's wife, Hannah, filed for divorce, claiming that Sam Hunt was guilty of inappropriate marital conduct and adultery. We also found out at the same time that she's pregnant with their kid and is due in May. So a couple of hours after she filed, she withdrew it, and a lot of people were thinking that, oh, she changed her mind. No, she accidentally filed in the wrong county. So she went to the right county and refiled. So
that came out later because what caught my eye was withdrawn with prejudice, which means she couldn't file again. Well, it turns out she couldn't file again in that county, and it was the wrong county. Ugh. So she had to go refile somewhere else.
Right.
One of the many reasons why you shouldn't get married.
And what was the reason again?
He was cheating on her. That's the main...
Why didn't they just say that? I mean...
Well, because that's not the legal terminology whenever it comes to paperwork.
What was the legal terminology?
Inappropriate marital conduct and adultery. So adultery, yeah.
Aren't those the same thing?
Yeah, but if you're presented in a courtroom and you've got to put it on document, you got to put the
You can't
the right
be like,
thing.
He was cheating on me.
Do you think the real reason that she cheated on him?
No, he cheated on her.
Or he cheated on her. Wait. Or she's getting a divorce
she's
from him.
She's divorcing him because...
Do you think that she's really had it with his singing? Because it's not really singing. It's talking. Well, like, let's be honest. Sam Hunt does not sing. He talks. And she was probably just saying all this stuff like, oh, he cheated on me. But really, she's tired of him talking in his songs.
So my first comment on that is, so you have actually listened to Sam Hunt's music?
Unfortunately, we played one of his songs for a little bit here on
Power
96.5.
Was it Body Like a Back Road?
I don't know what it was. It was something where he goes, you know, I'm going to get you in my car, and then I'm going to drive you down to the gas station. Then I'm going to fill up my car, and I'm going to get us some Snicker bars, and then a 44-ounce Coke, and then I'm going to get some cigarettes.
That's actually so accurate.
And then I want to put it back in the bag, and then I pay for my meal, and I'm going to get you back in the truck, and we're going to drive down the road. And then once we're driving down the road, I'm going to turn on the radio, and I'm going to make sure that we listen to a song that they're actually singing and not really talking.
That's a Sam Hunt song, right? That was pretty good, Foch.
That is a surefire hit. You've got it down. You've got Sam Hunt down.
See, that's the real reason that I think that she's divorcing Sam Hunt.
She's just tired of that.
She's like, guys, this guy has got to start singing in his songs. I've had it up to here.
I hate to tell you this, but I don't think that part really matters. I think it's the cheating on her.
Yeah, that kind of eclipses
Didn't
that.
Didn't he used to play football, Sam Hunt?
Yeah. Alabama, I think.
He's also, you know, he's had other achievements in his life as well.
His cousin Mike.
No.
How we really know Sam Hunt is because of his cousin Mike. We all know Mike.
We don't all know Mike.
So anyway, I was going to mention that.
Country Tom, you want to give a shout out to Mike?
As I was mentioning, Sam got into trouble last year when he had a DUI.
Yeah,
in Nashville.
Yeah.
So he's had some challenges in the past year.
Did
or
he
two
try to talk his way out of that too?
Well, listen to me, officer. I was only had a couple beers and I was driving and I got out of the bar and then some of the bartender asked me for my keys and then I said, "Don't worry about a thing."
You know what? I actually do remember reading when he...
I hate to interrupt you. I think he's a closet fan of Sam Hunt.
Is that what you're...
I do like Sam Hunt, but not as much as I like his cousin Mike.
Why?
Get off that!
Good Lord.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.